Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to today's Kupuna on this great, another great Saturday afternoon. This is Percy Ihara, and today we're talking with Ms. Jane Burise from the Social Security Administration. Welcome to the show, Jane.
Hi. Thanks for having me, Percy.
Thank you. Well, for those of you not familiar with our show, this is a live call-in show, so any questions you have for Social Security or any other senior issues related to our Kupuna and our families, you can give us a call, and if I don't have a number, I'll get you the number. Basically, we're here to provide resources and information to our seniors out there and their families, actually. Each week, we're here to bring different topics, programs, and services available to you. This is a live call-in show on Oahu. The number is 521-8383, and we are statewide here on KHVH AM 30, and the toll-free number is 1-888-565-8383. For those of you listening out there, make sure you have a paper and pencil, as you may want to take down some notes, dates, or even some phone numbers. So, Jane, today we want to talk to kind of give our audience a really good idea of the Social Security Administration. Give us your background and how long you've been at Social Security Administration and really what your job is over there now.
Yes, my name is Jane Burise. I'm the Public Affairs Specialist for Hawaii. We have offices throughout the islands. We have offices in Honolulu, Kapolei, Hilo, Lihue, Wailuku, American Samoa, Saipan, and Guam.
Oh, I didn't know you were on all the islands.
Yes.
So, but you have two offices on this island, Oahu.
Correct.
Oh,
correct.
Good. Correct. Well, I didn't know that. I learn something every week. And so your position really for Social Security, what exactly do you do?
I am actually, public affairs. So basically, I want to educate the public about Social Security. Mm. We're expecting, 78 million baby boomers to start retiring in the next 20 years. That means 10,000 claims per day for Social Security offices throughout the United States. And so we just want to educate the public. A lot of people don't know too much about Social Security, what kind of programs we have.
Right.
We don't just strictly deal with retirement. We also deal with disability claims, survivor benefits, and also benefits for children.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we just want to make sure that everybody makes the right decision for themselves. And so, I always go out there, do public presentations, like you have me here on today.
Yes.
And just educating the public about Social Security.
So Social Security, from my understanding, was started in 1935. And that was after the Depression?
Right.
And
right.
What was the
right.
real reason why?
Right. Well, Social Security came about in 1935, and it's been around for quite a long time.
Yeah.
So, it came around after the Depression to help people, especially the elderly who had lost their jobs.
Okay.
Social Security, when it was built in 1935, was never meant to replace 100% of someone's retirement income. And that's what we have been trying to, educate the public about for a number of years. But still, people to this day depend on Social Security 100% of their retirement income. But what we're trying to tell people that Social Security only replaces about 40% of somebody's retirement income, which means that they're going to need to supplement it with other types of incomes, whether it be stocks or bonds or, pensions, savings. We still see people coming in, they worked all their lives, they get maybe a check for $1,000 a month, and that's all they have to live on. We still see a lot of people like that depending on Social Security.
And it's going to get worse because most companies today don't have any kind of pension at all.
Right.
And I always tell people, point to yourself when it says funding your 401k, you're going to have to fund it.
Right, right, right.
So, and then my understanding was that when Social Security started in 1935, your life expectancy was below 60, right below 60, like 58, 59?
Correct.
And
correct.
Now when we live in Hawaii, we had the highest life expectancy in the nation. Per capita, we had the most seniors, I believe, second to Florida. And a lot of our seniors in Hawaii are on fixed incomes or basically primarily the major source of income is Social Security, yeah?
Correct. I mean, even till this day, we're going to, like I said, we're expecting 78 million baby boomers to start retiring. And come about 2017 or so, we're going to be expecting, a lot of people, 65 and over, their life expectancy. You know, nowadays we have people that are living till 100.
Oh, yeah.
I've gone to birthday parties where it's like a 100-year-old, you know, birthday party. So, I mean, people are living a lot longer, which means that they're collecting, you know, Social Security benefits for a lot longer than they used to. Also, another thing that's contributing to that is that people are having less kids.
Oh,
you know?
Yes. So less people putting into the system.
Exactly. Exactly. Less people paying into the system. You know, way back when Social Security started, there were, I believe, 5 workers per beneficiary.
Mm-hmm.
Come 2017, close to that date, we're only going to have 2 workers per beneficiary.
Wow.
So, you know, there less people paying into the system, more people collecting in benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people, I don't like to tell people that I work for Social Security when I go out to parties and stuff because, you know, the first thing you hear is like, oh, you know, are we going bankrupt? Is Social Security going to be there for me?
And what do you tell them?
Well, I tell them, when do you need it? You know, when do you need it? Currently, right now, what's happening with Social Security, we have what's called a trust fund.
Mm-hmm.
And that trust fund is in the trillions right now.
Okay.
In the trillions. Come 2017, what's going to happen is that we're going to slowly start dipping into this trust fund to make up the difference because there's going to be a lot more people collecting benefits than people paying into the system.
Right. That's what I heard.
Yeah. 20,
more people are going to be paying out more than they receive.
Right.
Okay. And
so
how long is that?
To make things even out, they're going to start slowly dipping into this trust fund. Then come 2041, what will happen is that we're going to only be able to pay about 75% in benefits.
Okay, 2041. Okay, 2041. Well, I'll be 81 there, Jane.
Okay, but that's what would happen if we left the system the
right.
way it is. Okay,
right.
If we didn't make any changes to the system, that is what's going to happen.
Okay.
So, you know, we understand, we know that there's going to be a need for a change in the system. Do we have enough time to make the changes? Yes, we do. And we are taking steps to making those changes. It shouldn't be news to people, but, 65 is no longer the full retirement age.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So that's one of the changes that we're making. That's part of the Social Security reform. So it's not 65, no longer your full retirement age. It depends on the year of your birth. So it could be 66, could be 66 in 10 months.
I'm 67.
Okay.
I believe the statement I read was 67, Jane. What is this rumor I hear? Are they going to raise it to 70? Is that true?
You know,
baby boom. No,
what I tell you today might change. You know, okay. Next couple months. That's going to be up to Congress to decide. You know, what changes needs to be made in the system. We are well aware that changes do need to be made in the system.
Okay, Jane, we have a question from John from Honolulu. John, what kind of questions do you have for Jane and Social Security?
I just came across a new category that I'm unfamiliar. I know about SSI, I know about Social Security. What is SDI, and why is the determination made first to the recipient and then to the children later? I don't understand that. Usually when Social Security makes a determination, it's simultaneously, right? Why is it done separately?
Okay. For a child to be entitled under someone's record, the parent has to be either on Social Security retirement benefits or disability benefits for that child to be entitled under that record.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We do have a program called SSI, or Supplemental Security Income,
mm-hmm.
but that is a need-based program. That's people with limited income or resources that may qualify for SSI.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two different programs.
What is SDI?
That could be Social Security disability. I mean, there's no SDI. There is no program called SDI. There's Social Security disability.
Mm-hmm.
But there is no program called SDI.
Mm.
Yeah.
Why is the 17th day of payment different from the third or the first?
The 17th day, as far as when someone gets
payment.
Paid?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've staggered the payment dates. So, everybody used to get paid on the 3rd of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but, you know, there's a lot more people collecting benefits now. So we had to stagger the date of the release of the check. So now it's based on the date of your birth, the day you were born. So some people get paid, you know, the second Wednesday of each month, the third Wednesday, or the fourth Wednesday. Some people still do get paid on the third of the month. But yeah, we did have to stagger that.
I didn't know that either, Jane.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
John, we do have Jane. There is a toll-free number you can call. Okay. And Jane, you know that phone number?
Yes, it's 1-800-772-1213.
And once again?
1-800-772-1213. So if you have difficulty, you want to speak to a live person at the 800 number, I'm going to give you a secret here today. Okay. I know we get a lot of complaints saying that we can't get through to a live person. Just when you call the 800 number, just speak loud and clear and say, speak to a representative. You're going to get a recording that's going to come on, you know, saying press number one for this, press number two for this. Just speak loud and clear and say, speak to a representative, and it'll route you to a live representative.
Okay. That was good information, Jane. We're going to take a short break. This is Percy Ihara with Jane Barigse from the Social Security Office here locally here in Hawaii. We're going to take a short break after this message.
This Saturday and every Saturday, join host Percy Ihara, a senior advocate who has over 17 years of experience as a mortgage professional, with Today's Kapuna, a weekly series focusing on important issues facing seniors and their families. Get involved. Share your thoughts. Call 521-8383 and toll free from the Neighbor Islands at 1-888-565-8383. It's Today's Kapuna on News Radio 830 KHVH. Don't miss it.
Check out Today's Kupuna on television every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on Olelo's Channel 52. Just like Today's Kupuna on News Radio 830 KHVH, Percy Ihara will have interviews with guests in your community to discuss very important issues facing our Kupuna and their families. So hey, tell your friends and neighbors and spread the word. Today's Kupuna on Olelo Channel 52 and News Radio 830 KHVH. And check out KHVH830AM.com.
Hey, you with the rumbling tummy. What's for dinner tonight? My name's Sat, short for saturated fat. And I love it when you eat the foods I'm in, like cheeseburgers and pizza.
Move over, brother. I'm trans, the bad fat you've seen on the news. Might I tempt you with some crispy fried chicken and fluffy biscuits?
Come on, get into your cravings.
We can't wait to raise your bad cholesterol.
And clog up your arteries.
The Bad Fats Brothers. Don't let them break your heart. Learn more at AmericanHeart.org/facethefats.
Aloha, this is Brian Schatz, Executive Director of Helping Hands Hawaii, one of Oahu's largest social service agencies. We help hundreds of moms every month with diapers, beds, bus passes, desks, chairs, and whatever they need to keep their families together and their lives in order. We need your help. Please call the Helping Hands Community Clearinghouse if you have a household item to give away. We'll even come to pick it up. Call us at 536-7234 or visit helpinghandshawaii.org. Thanks.
You're listening to Today's Kapuna with Percy Ihara. If you want to discuss the topic of the day, have a question, or want to make a comment, now is your chance to call Percy at 521-8383 or toll free from the Neighbor Islands at 888-565-8383. Now back to Percy Ihara and Today's Kapuna.
Welcome back on this beautiful afternoon. This is Percy Ihara with Today's Kupuna. I also did want to mention that Today's Kupuna also does a TV show, a television show, every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on Channel 52. That's Olelo. And pretty much it's the same format that you'll be able to see us. And it's a question-answer interview with different guests on my show. And it's a half-an-hour show. So tell your friends, families, we give you a lot of good information. And every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. on Channel 52. Now, Jane, I did want to mention, if you can give the addresses to the Kapolei office and the Honolulu office.
Okay, you're sure. The Kapolei office is 563 Farrington Highway, Suite 201, right above Starbucks and Jamba Juice.
Right in Kapolei. Okay.
Yes.
That's 563?
563 Farrington Highway, Suite 201.
Okay.
And that's Kapolei, and again, right next to the Chevron gas station and the Starbucks, right upstairs Starbucks, second floor. Our Honolulu Social Security office is located in a Prince Kuhio Federal Building at 300 Alamoana Boulevard, room 1-114. Again, that's the Honolulu Social Security office is at in the Prince Kuhio Federal Building, on 300 Alamana Boulevard, room 1-114.
And that's going down the Punch Bowl. And
right on the corner. Right on the corner of Punch Bowl and Alamana.
And the phone number again is 1-800?
1-800-772-1213. Again, that's 1-800-772-1213.
And for those of you that are good with the Internet or go on the Internet, or you have your children that can help you out, that's another great way to contact Social Security, Jane. And your Social Security website is
www.socialsecurity.gov. That's www.socialsecurity.gov. You know, there's a lot of other, you know,
.net,
all this kind of stuff, but we don't charge, so make sure you're on .gov, socialsecurity.gov. There's a lot of information on the website, and some people who don't have access, you know, to the internet, they, you know, public libraries have, computers there,
yes.
And we have a lot of information on the website. It could save people a lot of time instead of coming straight into the office.
And waiting in line.
And waiting in line.
Being frustrated with the traffic.
Exactly. Because I work out of the Prince Cahill Federal Building, and we average anywhere from 250 to 275 visitors per day.
A day?
Yes. And there is no public parking. So, you know, to avoid a trip to the office and standing in line, you know, either visit the our website at socialsecurity.gov or call the 1-800-772-1213.
And that tip you said you verbally say...
Speak to a representative.
Okay. Yeah, somebody live will come on?
Yes. Just say speak to a representative and, you know, the recording's going to say press number one for this. Just keep saying speak to a representative and it'll bring you to a live person. A lot of times people here in Hawaii want to speak to someone local.
Sure.
Okay. We do have a teleservice center that's right across the hall from us.
Okay.
So, you know, 9 times out of 10, if you call late in the afternoon, maybe after 4 o'clock, you should get somebody from Hawaii picking up that phone.
What time is the
4 p.m.?
What time are they in the office from?
Oh, it's open till 4:30. So you know, as long as you call. I mean, even if they call after 4:30, the 800 number, there is somebody at the 800 number. If you want
24 hours.
Right, if you want somebody local, then you know, call late in the afternoon.
And then
you should get somebody local on the phone.
Oh, that's a good tip.
If not, you might get somebody
from the mainland.
From the mainland somewhere.
Okay. So. Since we're there, talk about website. Your website is very good. It's got a wealth of information about the different areas of Social Security, different tips. There's questions and answers, things like that. Yeah.
Right. You can actually even file for retirement benefits online.
Oh, wow.
And you can file for disability benefits, and you can get, like how you mentioned, the question and answers. There's over 600 Q&As.
Wow.
So there's a wealth of information on there. If new information, it gets posted first onto our website, but you can file for retirement benefits online, and that is, you know, the new wave of the future is online filing.
Right.
So for us at Social Security, we were very excited because we were able to locate the first baby boomer, Kathleen Casey Kirschling.
Oh, that's right.
So she actually, with our commissioner of Social Security, filed for her benefits online.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, online. And, when she was filing for her benefits online, our commissioner took a look at our website and thought it was just too mumbo-jumbo. There was just too much information on there. And we cleaned it up, and it's actually a new website. It's been up for maybe 3 months now. Very, very, cleaned, basic information, file for retirement benefits, file for disability benefits, information about how to get a replacement Social Security card.
That's a big one I find. You know, I work with seniors every day, and they can't find a Social Security card. Does it take very long?
The first thing I would ask them, what would they need a Social Security card for?
Usually for documentation for, would the banks need it?
Anytime somebody asks for your Social Security card or your Social Security number, double check, triple check, see if maybe you can give them another type of information, because a lot of times you don't need your Social Security card. I did a pre-retirement seminar last week, somebody raised their hand and asked me, I misplaced my Social Security card. It's been over 30 years.
Wow.
I've never needed it. And I said, why do you need it now? And he says, yeah, that's what I'm asking you. Do I need it? And I said, unless maybe you're going to get a new job or something
job,
like that.
Yeah.
You know, you
I don't
may,
think a bank account needs
no,
that.
Yeah, you may, you know, only if they require you to do it, just make sure you double check, triple check, because, you know, this guy for 30 years didn't need it.
Well, that's one of the key numbers they need to have for identity theft.
Yeah. Right, identity theft. I mean, that's the whole reason why we took it off of the Hawaii driver's license and we took it off of the Hawaii state ID. We're working closely with Homeland Security, making sure that people's identity is...
I will tell you this, then.
Yeah.
You need to talk to the bus system. For seniors, I saw a lady with their Social Security number on the senior bus pass.
Oh.
You might want to, if you're listening out there, you might want to call the Social Security office. They can work with you on that. Mm-hmm. And I saw that. And the lady goes, oh, can I? She was applying for a mortgage, and she was like, oh, here, can I use this? I said, that's not valid. I said, by the way, what is it? I said, the bus pass, the senior bus pass.
And it had the Social Security number on it?
Had a Social Security number.
Okay.
Wait, they required some kind of a documentation, but I believe it was, it had it on there. Required some Social Security number on it. Or maybe they require a Medicare card, but I know they had to have the Social Security number.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's something that we probably need to call them
and
ask them about, because we're trying to avoid having Social Security numbers on
anything.
Basically, we're trying to get it off of the Medicare card. Medicare still has that, and we just want to make sure that people's identity is safe. So we're trying to get it off of the Medicare card.
But, John, that was a good question about the Social Security disability. And actually, if you don't have a computer at home or don't have Internet service at home, you can always go to the library, which is excellent. And then we'll talk shortly about the workshops that the Social Security is doing.
Mm-hmm.
We have a new caller here on line one. You want to go put that one through? No? Okay. Let's talk about the workshops then.
Okay, sure. We have a number of workshops because we do understand that people don't have access to a computer. So the next workshop we have is on October the 10th at Honolulu Community College from 5 to 7 p.m. You do need to register for this. So you do need to contact the Honolulu Community College to register for this workshop. Also on October 20th, at the Windward Community College from 5 to 7 p.m., we also have a free online workshop. Basically, you do have to be within 3 months from age 62 or older, and if you plan on retiring, you can come to this free workshop. You can learn about your Social Security benefits and actually file for your benefits online. There will be Social Security staff there to assist you, to walk you through the process, the whole process.
Okay, Jim, before we take a break, let's go take John from Salt Lake. You had a question on Social Security, Bart?
Yeah, hi, Percy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I wanted to ask a question. When you lose your Social Security card, like I lose my wallet, okay, I lost my wallet, and I was in touch with the credit bureaus, and I found that there's some discrepancies on the credit that aren't mine. Is there a way that instead of just ordering a new Social Security card, you can get a new number? You can have everything that you that's yours transferred into a new Social Security number, or you got to stay always with the same one?
That's a good question, John. You know, we deal with people like yourself that, you know, either their bag was stolen, their wallet was stolen, with their Social Security card. We don't encourage people to get another Social Security number because that will create even bigger problems. What I would suggest is that you should be getting a statement in the mail every year close to your birthday.
Okay.
You just need to keep a close eye on your earnings. If there's any discrepancies in your earnings, then you should report that to Social Security so we can correct that right away. And we do look at fraud too. I mean, we work closely with the Office of Inspector General.
Right,
but that is a really good question.
All right, thank you so very much.
Thanks for listening, John. We're going to take a quick break right here. This is Percy Ihara with Jane Barise from the Social Security Office. We'll be right back.
From the Clear Channel News Center, I'm Linda De La Cruz. Waipio will face Mexico for the World Series Championship at 9:30 a.m. Hawaii time tomorrow. Waipio scored 6 runs in the top of the 6th inning to rally past Lake Charles, Louisiana, 7-5 for the United States title and berth in the championship game of the Little League World Series in South Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Waipio will try to match Hawaii's only other World Series championship by West Oahu in 2005. The Pali Highway Kailua-bound will be closed tonight for tunnel maintenance. All Kailua-bound lanes will be closed on the Pali between Wa'okanaka and Castle Junction, starting from 7 p.m. tonight until 7 tomorrow morning. Barack Obama and his newly picked vice presidential running mate, Senator Joe Biden, have appeared together for the first time as the 2008 Democratic ticket in Springfield, Illinois. Obama introduced his running mate.
The next vice president of the United States of America, Joe Biden!
Obama tells a rally in Springfield that Congress has not changed Joe Biden.
Yeah, Joe Biden is that rare mix. For decades, he's brought change to Washington, but Washington hasn't changed him.
Fay just won't quit. The tropical storm that set a record with 4 landfalls in Florida is chugging westward. Cities along the Gulf Coast from northern Florida to Louisiana are preparing for more downpours. Thousands of homes and businesses were flooded in Florida, and Fay is blamed in 11 deaths there. In island weather, it's mostly cloudy with showers likely. Overnight low reaching 75 degrees. Winds are easterly at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow it's going to be partly sunny with showers likely. I'm Linda De La Cruz in the Clear Channel News Center.
You're listening to Today's Kapuna with your host, Percy Ihara, where he provides valuable information and resources to help seniors realize a higher quality of life. Every Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m., Percy and his guests discuss the issues important to the senior community. Whether you want to discuss the topic of the day or just have a question, now is your chance to call Percy at 521-8383 or toll free from the Neighbor Islands, 888-565-8383. Now, here's Percy Ihara and Today's Kapuna.
Welcome back to the show. John from Salt Lake, thanks for the question, by the way. You can call the credit bureaus, and I believe you get 1 free credit report a year. Make sure that is free. If you look in a phone book, they have a bunch of those phone numbers. Or you can call the Executive Office on Aging. Their number is 586-0100. Or the Elderly Affairs Division from the City and County of Honolulu is 768-7700. But they can be able to provide you some information on who to call. Okay? Jane, let's go back to those workshops. Those workshops you mentioned, they're free to the public.
Correct. They're free to the public.
Anybody, not just a senior.
We just wanted people to, save time and avoid a trip to Social Security office. So if you're within 3 months from age 62 or older and plan on retiring, then you can come to this free workshop. But you do need to register for it. We've had a very successful one with Windward Community College, I believe, like 2 weeks ago, where people file for benefits online. So we're going to have Social Security staff there to assist you.
And October 10th is a Friday, I believe, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But it will be from 5 to 7 p.m. at Honolulu Community College.
And that's the one in town?
Yes.
Okay. Their phone number, by the way, is 845-9296. That's the Honolulu Senior Net over there. They have computers all over there, and you can go on the Internet. And I think it's a great deal, and it's free. What can you beat that?
Yes. And then there's another one at Windward Community College on October the 20th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay. What day is that?
That is a Monday night.
Monday night. Okay. Yes. Okay. And the Windward Community College phone number is Office of Continuing Education. It's 235-7433. Now, see, I told you. You guys got to get your paper and pencil ready for me because I always have these phone numbers. You want to take a call there, Linda, from Neil from Honolulu about your Social Security card?
Okay.
Neil?
Yes, hello.
Yes, sir. What can we do for you today?
I was told that he did my Social Security card to get a state ID.
That is a requirement by the state, that you do need a Social Security card for a state to get a state ID. Now, I believe if you already had a state ID, then you don't need the birth certificate. But if you've never had a state ID, they're going to require a Social Security card and your birth certificate. But that is a requirement for the state.
Okay. Now I have to go down and pick one up. I can't get it over the Internet or anything else.
The Social Security card?
Yes.
You can't.
Okay. The Social Security card, yeah, you still can't do it over the Internet, although you can mail in your application. What I would recommend, if you're from Honolulu, you live in Honolulu?
Yes.
Okay, so what I would highly recommend then is the Honolulu Social Security office does have appointments for Social Security replacement, if you want to get a replacement card. I would highly recommend that you call the 1-800 number, 1-800-772-1213, and again, say speak to a representative and tell them that you want to make an appointment to get a Social Security replacement card at the Honolulu Social Security office, and they can make an appointment for you. But that's only in Honolulu that you can do that they have appointments for that.
Oh, not the Kapolei office?
No, unfortunately not.
So when the phone rings, Neil, you're going to have that prompt, dial this number, blah, blah, blah. Just verbally say, speak to a representative, and sometimes these voice-activated systems don't work real well, so you have to keep on saying it, but it'll catch it after a while, and a live person will come on.
Right.
And
right.
Jane said, gave you a tip earlier, call right around 4 o'clock, between 4 and 4:30, and you may get a local representative.
Correct, correct.
Why is that?
Because that's when everybody else, the other offices, shut down because of the time difference. So, yeah, that's when they got, all the calls get funneled through the Honolulu
office. I've actually done it for a client of mine, and it worked really well.
Yeah.
It worked really well.
It's
been a few years now, but, yeah, Neil, I recommend you do that.
Right. Make an appointment, because we do service people with appointments first. So, if you just walk into the office, then, the wait time is unpredictable.
Yeah.
So it's best to always make an appointment, and we do need to see a form of an ID. Do you have any other type of ID?
Just driver's license and certificate.
Okay, then driver's license.
What about if the driver's license expired? You still take that?
No.
No.
No. No.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a good question, though. Yeah. So, just please make an appointment first before you walk into the office to get a replacement Social Security card.
Thank you.
Okay,
and if your driver's license expires, get a new one, Jane said. Anyway, so Jane, these workshops now, the one in Windward Community College, you had mentioned last time you had a workshop and you said a guy really was afraid of the computer, huh?
Yes. We had it advertised in the newspaper, and his daughter apparently had registered him for this class. He walked into the class, and he noticed that there were only computers there, and we sat in front of the computer, and this man was literally shaking and said, ma'am, I don't know how to use the computer. My daughter signed me up for this class, and, I don't think I should be here.
Oh.
And I said, don't worry about it. That's the reason why we have three, Social Security staff here. I'll help you with it. I'll walk you through it. I did have to help him with filing for his benefits online right then and there. But after he was done, he was just, excited. I said, tell your family and friends that you did it on the computer.
Yeah,
and he was very proud. So yeah, he was proud of himself. So he was very, very happy that he was able to complete his application that same day.
Oh, good. Since we're there, what are the steps to apply for Social Security benefits anyway?
There's a couple of steps you can take. Again, you can always go onto our website at socialsecurity.gov, click on Apply for Retirement Benefits.
Okay.
And it's quite simple. It'll walk you through the process. Once you file for your benefits online, we do pull it into the system, and we do have somebody review it. So, not to worry. It's not a click of a button, and then you're going to get your check and not be sure if you completed it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
There is somebody that's going to review it. The second option, if people don't want to use the computer, is to call. Always call and make an appointment. And you can call the 1-800 number, 1-800-772-1213, and make an appointment to file for retirement benefits. A lot of times, 9 times out of 10, it's a lot easier doing it over the phone, too, versus coming into the office. Again, there's no parking in the federal building. So, you know, we highly recommend that if you do make an appointment, you want to speak to somebody in the office to do the appointment instead of doing it online, you know, make an appointment first.
Well, I would probably tell you have your children. If you have a son or a daughter that can help you out, go on the internet. I mean, most of the kids today are pretty savvy, yeah?
Yes.
And just tell them, come on over to the house or bring your laptop or I'll go to your house or take you to the library and have them help you out.
Right, yeah? Right. That is a good suggestion. Also, the Coppola office has a few computers in their waiting, you know, in the other room where if people are waiting, they don't want to be waiting for an appointment, then they can actually sit in front of the computer and complete it right then and there.
And there's computers.
Yes, and there's actually a staff there designated to assist people with filing for their benefits online right then
in
and Coppola. There. Yes, in Coppola.
Well, I would recommend you go do that because let me tell you, Coppola has got a lot of good restaurants. I was just there yesterday visiting a client. Boy, I tell you, there's so many restaurants over there. So if you're waiting, go ahead and do that. Is there any association with Medicare? You mentioned about prescription drugs and the programs. Do you have to apply for Medicare through Social Security, or how does that work?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, we don't run there is a Medicare agency. Basically, Social Security enrolls and disenrolls people into the Medicare program.
Okay.
So, you know, people wanting to file for their Medicare. And there's a little bit of confusion out there, too. Medicare, you can file as early as age 65. Okay, 65, right. 3 months before your 65th birthday. Some people are coming in a little late now because I think they're getting confused with the full retirement age.
Oh.
So people who don't want to collect their cash benefits until their full retirement age, you want to at least file for the Medicare at 65.
Okay. Let's take a caller. Roger from downtown, you had another Social Security question for Jane?
Yeah, I have a question about retirement. Do you have to, what if you're self-employed and you still have a side business going? Can you still file for Social Security? And is there income limit, in order to collect Social Security? And I'll listen on the radio.
Good okay. question.
Oh, that's a very good question, Roger. If you are under the full retirement age, there are limits. There's always going to be limits on how much you can earn and still collect your Social Security benefits. And that limit always changes from year to year. This year, if you're under your full retirement age, you can earn up to $13,560, gross if it's wages and net if it's self-employment. Okay, so you can earn up to $13,560.
Net if you're self-employed.
You're self-employed.
Not too bad.
Yeah. If you go over that amount, then what will happen is Social Security is going to start to withhold $1 in your Social Security benefits for every $2 you go over that $13,560. Okay, so there are earnings limits. If you are starting to collect your cash benefits prior to your full retirement age. Okay, once you hit your full retirement age, Social Security doesn't care how much you earn.
Oh, really? Yes. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
either.
You can earn $1 million and still collect
after
your Social Security.
Benefits.
Yeah, you have to be, if you start collecting at your full, once you hit your full retirement age.
So let's say full retirement age is 65 and you started collecting 63, then you'd be applied. And then that if you make extra income then.
Right.
Okay, but if you restarted at your full retirement age is 65 and you started claiming at 65, anything above that, you're okay.
You're okay.
Okay.
You're okay.
Good question, Roger. Very good question. Jane, Medicare. Now we go back to that Medicare situation. Mm-hmm. Now there's a lot of prescription drugs. Why are they so expensive today?
Yeah, the cost of prescription drug keeps rising. So a lot of people don't know that the Medicare Part D prescription drug plan, if people have limited income, they may qualify with help with paying for their, the co-payments, the deductibles, the premiums. They can apply for those benefits online, or they can you know, contact the 800 number to make an appointment.
Through Medicare or Social Security?
Through Social Security.
Social Security will pay your...
Well, it's through Medicare, but as far as filing it, the Medicare Part D subsidy, you do need to contact Social Security.
Why is that?
Well, we work hand in hand with Medicare. Social Security works hand in hand with Medicare. Medicare, you know, there again, you know, there's a separate agency. Social Security does not run the Medicare program, although Social Security does disenroll people into the Medicare program.
Well, there's some people that locally for Medicare here in Hawaii. Do we still have local representatives for Medicare?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yes, we do.
I know them. Yeah. Maybe we should get them on here next time.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan.
Okay. And what about somebody who's disabled before retirement age?
Yeah. Now, a lot of times people don't know about our disability program. Currently, right now, I'm going out to the military bases. We can't forget that there's a war out there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of service members are coming back severely disabled, and we do talk about, and I do help people file for Social Security disability benefits. So for those people, a lot of times when we take even applications, when I used to take applications, you know, you look at the person's earnings and you ask them, well, how come you stopped working, you know, five years ago you stopped working.
Hmm.
Oh, well, you know, I suffered a stroke, no longer could work, I had to take early retirement. Well, why didn't you file for disability? I had no idea. You know, I thought I had to wait till I was 62. Well, you know, we do have a disability program, and, you know, you can file for disability. You know, the Social Security, you've paid your tax dollars, you've paid into Social Security. So that's why when I mentioned, you know, when people ask, is Social Security going to be around? Well, when do you need it? You know, if somebody comes disabled, Social Security is there. If somebody passes away, there's benefits for, the survivors.
Hmm.
And, of course, when you reach that retirement age, too, there's retirement benefits for you. So can't forget about the disability program that we have, too. You can always file for disability.
Great. We're going to take another quick break before we finish today. This is Percy Ihara on today's Kupuna.
Hey, you with the rumbling tummy. What's for dinner tonight? My name's Sat, short for saturated fat. And I love it when you eat the foods I'm in, like cheeseburgers and pizza.
Move over, brother. I'm trans, the bad fat you've seen on the news. Might I tempt you with some crispy fried chicken and fluffy biscuits?
Come on, get into your cravings.
We can't wait to raise your bad cholesterol.
And clog up your arteries.
The Bad Fats Brothers. Don't let them break your heart. Learn more at AmericanHeart.org/facethefats.
Aloha, this is Brian Schatz, Executive Director of Helping Hands Hawaii, one of Oahu's largest social service agencies. We help hundreds of moms every month with diapers, beds, bus passes, desks, chairs, and whatever they need to keep their families together and their lives in order. We need your help. Please call the Helping Hands Community Clearinghouse if you have a household item to give away. We'll even come to pick it up. Call us at 536-7234 or visit helpinghandshawaii.org. Thanks.
You're listening to Today's Kupuna with Percy Ihara. If you want to discuss the topic of the day, have a question, or want to make a comment, now is your chance to call Percy at 521-8383 or toll free from the neighbor islands at 888-565-8383. Now back to Percy Ihara and Today's Kupuna.
Welcome back. We're here at this beautiful Saturday afternoon. Why don't we take this next caller, Jim? You're on your cell phone. You had a question about drug plans and Medicare.
Hello?
Hi, Jim. This is Percy and Jane.
Yes. My question is that I'm on Social Security and 77 years old and have, but I'm working full-time and fully covered under HMSA as my primary health insurance, and which has a drug plan. Now, I didn't sign up for the Social Security, Medicare drug plan. Am I going to be penalized for that when I am no longer fully employed and covered?
Well, that's a good question, Jim. No. If you are currently working and you're covered under an employer group health plan, then,
yes,
the drug plan that you have probably is good enough.
Just as good,
just as good.
All right. It's a very good plan, right?
So you're doing the right thing. So you're enrolled in Part A only then right now?
What's that?
You're enrolled in Medicare Part A?
Yes.
Only right now? Okay. And you're not enrolled in the Medicare Part B?
Right.
Okay.
That's
yeah,
right.
You're doing the right thing. But just remember, though, Jim, as soon as you know when you're going to stop working, I suggest 3 months before you know when you're going to stop working, you want to recontact Social Security to file for the Medicare Part B at that point. That's going to be a special enrollment period.
All right.
Right.
And, I won't get penalized then.
That one would
under their new drug plan.
That one, the Part B, there are penalties if for late enrollment. But because you're still working and covered under an employer group health plan, you fall under what we call a special enrollment period. Where
So that needs to happen 3 months before
I always like to tell people, you know, plan ahead, get the paperwork done, you know, 3 months before. Basically, you do have 8 months from the time you stop working to pick up Medicare Part B without any penalty. But I suggest 3 months before you know when you're going to stop, start getting the paperwork rolling.
All right.
That's
thank you very
question.
Much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for listening. That was a good question. I'm glad you asked that question because some people that are not working and they did not apply, there is a minimal penalty. Just want to let you know there. So if you have any questions, call the 800-1-800-772-1213. And Jane, I know you want to mention a workshop coming up September 24th, next month.
Right, September 24th from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. There's going to be a free workshop at the Waipahu Public Library. So again, if you're within 3 months from age 62 or older and plan on retiring, you can come to this free workshop. You can learn about Social Security benefits, how to file, how work affects your benefits, and online services. And you can contact the Waipahu Public Library, you know, if you 10 to 14 days in advance if you need a sign language interpreter or other special accommodations. And Waipahu Public Library's phone number is 675-0358. That's 675-0358. So that's September 24th at Waipahu Public Library from 6 to 7 p.m.
Are you going to be there, Jane?
Yes, I will be.
Good. So you guys know out there, Jane knows all the answers to Social Security questions. So if you don't want to go to a workshop, just go see Jane, ask her questions about Social Security. But, yeah, wealth of information. And I did want to mention at this time, we do provide a calendar every week and some of the major events coming on in town. Next month, the weekend prior, which is September 19th, 20th, and 21st at the Blaisdell, there's the big event of the year, the big senior fair at the Blaisdell. There'll probably be over 300 or 400 booths over there. Social Security will be there. I'll be there. Wealth of information. It is free. It's from 8:30 to 4:30 that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So take a friend, take a neighbor, some church. Get your kids to take you down there. But be a wealth of information over there. Pretty much everybody in town who deals with seniors will be there, and a lot of products, but a lot of services over there as well. I did want to mention also, if you haven't seen it by now or heard by now, every Monday morning, KGMB on the news in the morning, KGMB Channel 9, I believe, they have the Genius of Aging, and every Monday morning, Dr. Bill Thomas will talk about aging issues, and it's a very good little segment, it's about 5 minutes, to give you every week a different topic. And then every Thursday morning, and Thursday afternoon at 5 o'clock on the Channel 2 KHON News, Kirk Matthews hosts the Elderhood Project, and every Thursday morning and Thursday afternoon, he'll talk about senior issues, and it's a very good segment as well. In fact, on October 4th, which is a Saturday, the first Saturday in October, KHON's Elderhood Project is going to present their second annual Aging in Place workshop, where we're going to have three different workshops going throughout the day. And there'll be numerous speakers about aging in place. If you want to stay in your home for the rest of your life, what kind of issues you're going to face. And we're going to have nine different speakers. Social Security will be there, and they'll have a booth over there. There will be a number of booths there. We expect 400 to 500, 600 people there. It is free to the public, by the way. And it's the first October first Saturday in October. It's going to be from 8:30 to 3 o'clock. And watch KHON, because Kirk Matthews will be doing some commercials in late September about the event. Any other tips we can cover, Jane, before we finish up here?
No, I just wanted to thank you for having me on here. It's all about educating the public about Social Security. making sure that they make the right decision for themselves.
Yeah. I wanted to come one thing. What are some of the scams going on? This is one of the questions you want me to ask you,
yeah,
by the way.
Cool.
You want to cover this. what are some of these scams and recent phone calls that people are getting?
We've been getting calls from the public that people are calling, asking and claiming that they're banks and they need a bank account number, and saying that they need their date of birth. So, you just need to be very careful as far as giving out information, personal information. And so we've been getting a lot of phone calls like that, saying that, we've got a phone call and they asked for my, my date of birth and my bank account information, or sometimes even the Social Security number. So just be very, very careful about disclosing any, form of identity.
Well, they don't ever need to disclose any information over the phone anyway.
Right.
Right.
Correct.
Just if there's somebody's calling, so just mail me a letter. What do you want? And then you can give us a call or call the Better Business Bureau or go down to the City and County LD Affairs Division, or they can call Social Security. But there's no need to give any information at all over the phone, right?
Correct. Correct. That's a good tip.
Another good question I have here, I wanted to, before we finish up here, Jane, what happens if someone passes away?
If somebody passes away, of course, the first thing you want to do is report that to Social Security. Because that could mean benefits for, we do give benefits to survivors. So the first thing we would do is we would take a lump sum death application. It's a one-time payment of $255. It goes to the surviving spouse. If there's no surviving spouse, then it goes to the surviving child.
Oh, really?
Yes. And then if there are any children under the age of 19, that the children may be eligible under the deceased person's record. And again, even the spouse could be eligible.
And I know I wanted to hear from you because I tell people all the time, don't carry your Social Security card around.
Yes, that is a very, very good tip that you're giving them. Don't ever carry your Social Security card around in your wallet. Like, again, the guy said, for 30 years, he, misplaced it, never needed it. And I said, why do you need it now? So, that's a very, very good tip. Keep it in a safety deposit box. Keep it in a safe, safe place. Don't carry it in your wallet.
But they don't need to have the Medicare card out as well, right?
No.
Once a doctor knows
right,
who you
exactly.
are, they don't need to see one time, but they don't really need that.
Yes. That's a good tip. Yes.
Okay. Again, the
1-800-772-1213.
And that tip was when the phone goes on, they ask you for prompts, just speak loudly, clearly, and just say.
Speak to a representative.
And say it over and over until it catches and you'll get somebody. And the tip is about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday to Friday. Give them a call. So, but Jane, thank you very much. We'll have to have you back on. We'll probably have to have you with Medicare on one of these times because you guys are a wealth of information. And we encourage your calls every week. And please, we're here every Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. Tell your family, your friends, your neighbors, your people in church that we're here to have questions answered, whether it's about Social Security or any other topic. We're here and we have a wealth of information and telephone numbers. We also have today's Kupuna Television Show that's on every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on Channel 52, Olelo. I thank you very much for listening, everybody. Aloha and live well.